The Skull Beneath the Skin by P.D. James. Read by Jane Asher. Part 1. Call to an Offshore Island. Chapter 1. There could be no doubt about it, the new nameplate was crooked. Cordelia had no need to adopt Beavis's expedient of dodging through the mid-morning traffic which cluttered Kingly Street and squinting at it through a dazzle of grinding delivery vans and taxis to recognise stark mathematical fact. The neat bronze oblong, so carefully designed and so expensive, was half an inch out of true. Lopsided as it was, it looked, she thought, despite the simplicity of its wording, both pretentious and ridiculous, a fitting advertisement of irrational hope and ill-advised enterprise. Pride's Detective Agency, third floor. Proprietor, Cordelia Gray. Had she been superstitious, she might have believed that Bernie's unquiet spirit was protesting against the new plaque with the deletion of his name. And indeed it had seemed at the time symbolic, the final obliteration of Bernie at her hands. She had never considered changing the name of the agency. While it remained in being, it would always be Pride's. But it had become increasingly irksome to be asked by her clients, disconcerted as much by her sex as by her youth, "But I thought I would be seeing Mr. Pride." They might as well know from the start that there was now only one proprietor and she a female. Beavis rejoined her at the door, his pretty, mobile face a parody of desolation, and said, "I measured it carefully from the ground. Honestly, Miss Gray." "I know. The pavement must be uneven. It's my fault. We should have brought a spirit level." But she had been trying to limit expenditure from the petty...